Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1350. We'll enter today Lilinishmas Moshe Daif Ben Rabaron Zisel. Lilinishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Refuah Shalema Tinuk Ben Miriam Zelda and Refuah Shalema Yehudis Leah Bas Cyril. Getting back to our Malacha Ma'abed Tanning. Okay, so we are in the middle of talking about salt water. We establish a few things. Well, we establish the basic facts, just to go over real quickly. Person makes even a weaker salt water, but you can't make large amounts. We said, in general, what is large amounts? More than a person would need for that Shabbos. And we said it's not, the Sefer Zachar V'Shama brings down like that also, that we said it's not a question of hachana, making preparation for the week, because you're making, it's hard to judge exactly, you know what I mean? Whatever the case is, you don't have intentions for during the week, but making larger amounts than one would need, it's all, in other words, it's all one thing. It's all, you're not doing something extra whereby it will be hachana l'chol. Hachana in general, we're going to try and go through the various different ins and outs of what is considered hachana l'chol. In other words, preparations for the week, doing an action for the week. Where do we draw the line? What is considered? But over here, if I'm making the salt water in a way that I'm allowed to, right? So if I make it, it's a one-shot deal, as they say. So it's not a question of preparation for the week, but it's a question of when you're making a larger amount than a person will need for Shabbos. So that is, it looks like ma'abed tanning, which we spoke about, right? Because of the fact that it looks like a pickling process and so on, and it's preservation and so on. Okay. So that's as far as that. And then we said, even if you make a small amount of salt water, if it's 2/3 salt, 1/3 water, even a small amount, you'll say, well, I have a small amount and I like it very strong. I use it for my chicken, I'll dip my bread into it, whatever the case is. Even a small amount of water that's very strong, 2/3 salt and 1/3 water, would not be allowed to be done. If somebody makes a small amount of water, less than that, obviously a little bit of salt, you know, not 2/3 salt, right? You're going to make, let's say, 1/3 salt and 2/3 water, so that's okay, small amount, using it right away, in other words, using it on Shabbos to dip in, whatever the case is, so that would be fine. Now the question comes up, what about, is there a way to do it that one would be allowed to make the salt water, even if it's a lot, more than for Shabbos, again, not with the kavanah for during the week. I'm making it, whatever, it's more than I'll need for Shabbos, but I'm making it. It's a one-shot deal. It's not a question where I'm doing a separate action, whereby it's a problem for the week. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, when we see, now a Siman Shin Chaf Aleph, Sif Beis, the Mechaber, they're back to the Shulchan Aruch, Einoise Mei Melech, one is not allowed to make salt water, Mei Melech, Har Bebe Yachet, a lot at one time. Fine, okay, so we saw more than the person needs for the week, more than the person needs for Shabbos, Laseis, Laseich HaKavashim, Mishum Dedami Le'ibud, fine. In other words, to put it, to make it into, it's like a pickling type of a thing, because it looks like ma'abed tanning. Now the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sif Katan Yud, he says, "Vafilu em noisin shem." Good, I made more than I need. I made a larger amount. Problem, right? So could I fix it? Possibly, I'll say maybe I'll put in oil. Good, I have my salt water. I made too much. I did it the wrong way. Could I sort of like fix it up? Lamafreya, like undo my problem, undo my thing, the what I was not supposed to do. Could I undo it? I'll put in oil, right? The oil is going to cool it down. The oil will make it, will weaken it. Let's put it like that. So he says the Mishnah Berurah, "Afilim noisin shemen lasoich mei hamelach lahatim gam kem would be us." In other words, I have the salt water. I made more than I'm supposed to, but what I'll do is I'll put in oil. No, that's not going to help. I'll put in oil to give it more taste or whatever flavor. So maybe that's going to help in that case. Gam kem is us. That would also not be allowed. He brings this from the Rambam and other poskim. Okay, but then the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say that something that would be allowed for im noisin shemen lahamayim, if a person puts oil into the water, koydim shenaisin hamelech l'saychay, right? I'm making more than I'm supposed to. Fine, I understand that. But what I'm going to do is im noisin shemen, I'm going to put an oil into the water before, says the Mishnah Berurah, before I put in the salt. Right, oi, or another thing. Well, I might take the oi ba melech. I'll put the oil into the salt. Kodem shenaisin hamayim l'saicha, before I put the water into it. In other words, I'm going to put in the oil before I make the salt water. Either I'll put the oil into the salt, or I'll put the oil into the water. So then he brings down the Yesh Makilim. In that case, we find there are those who are Makil. He brings from Dari L'Shabbos, Tais for Shabbos, Elio Rabba, Prima Gadim, and so on. That's what he says. Mishum Shashemin, why? So why would that be okay? I'm making a larger amount than I'm really supposed to. Mishum Shashemin Machalish Eskoyach HaMelech, because of the fact that the oil weakens the koyach, weakens the strength of the water, the strength of the melech, of the salt, the milias az, veinilav shem me melech. And then when we're going to say it's not even what we call salt water, it weakens it out. The oil itself will weaken it out. V'hoda asru im unoisin shemen levasayif. But that, the fact that we said after you made the salt water, right? So good. If I put the oil, says the Mishnah, I put the oil into the water before I made it. Oh, I put the oil into the salt before I made it. So that's fine. V'hada asru im hu noisin shemen levasayif, says the Mishnah, that would be said, you're not allowed to put it in afterwards. Mishum devashosh hu noisin mayim umelach yachad hu nirakim abed. When you're making it, if you're going to put in the oil afterwards, right? You'll say, good. So I'll make my salt water. I'll put in the salt. I'll put in the water, then I'll put in the oil. Oh no, that's not going to help. It's not going to help, says the Mishabur Mishum Devashosh, who knows in mind, because at the time you put in the water and the salt, you put it together, you're making salt water. So good. Whatever you're going to do later, you'll do later. That's your business. But right now you're making salt water, Nirukim Ma'abed, and it looks like Ma'abed, and that is not allowed to be done. Right now you're doing this, or you want to put in the oil later? You do whatever you want, but right now you're doing something that's not allowed to be done. But when you do it before, I never made the salt water. I'm putting oil either into the salt, I'm putting oil into the water, so that would be fine. Now, just to see, bring it, read it to, straight up from the Sefer Shabbos Home, how he brings sums it up. Okay, so he brings this down basically on page 373, summing up this heter whereby one could put oil in. If one adds, he says like this, again on page 373, so does the Shabbos Home, if one adds oil to the water before they mix in the salt, right, or they add oil to the salt before they mix in the water, that he says he is permitted to make this mixture on Shabbos. The oil week, and you're going to make it more, right, if I don't add this in and I do it the right way, I make only a small amount anyways and it's very weak, that's fine, right? Or if I make a small amount, in other words, I make a small amount and it's less than two-thirds salt, one-third water, so then that's fine. But I'm making it ready, you know, more than I'm supposed to. But again, that's what he says. If a person puts in oil, I'm going to use it. We're going to use it now. Obviously, we're not making it for the week. We're going to use it now. Something might be left over. I'm doing more than I should, right? So then the oil to the water before they mix in the salt, or the oil to the salt before they mix in the water. So that would be allowed to make this mixture on Shabbos. So oil, why? Why is that allowed? He explains the oil weakens the power, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah. The oil weakens the power of the salt and renders the mixture unfit for pickling purposes. This is not what they use for pickling. Nobody puts oil into their brine, if you want to call it, that they use for pickling. They don't put oil in. That weakens it. That it makes it, it becomes not a pickling issue. Therefore, it would be allowed. You can't say that, well, maybe it's going to be for pickling. It looks like pickling. It's not. They put oil in. Then they mess it up. So doing it in such a way would be allowed. Thank you for listening. Aslachim Rochakol Tuv.